learning about New World wines in one of the planet's oldest winemaking regions. This afternoon's class offers a virtual tour of winemaking in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and California. There is one country that is not covered, at least not yet. China, where nearly one-third of the student body of this Dijon wine business school comes from. Lei Shu wants to become a wine buyer for a Chinese company.
The wine culture in China now is not very good because most people, they don't know how to taste the wines. But so we still have a long way to do and to teach the Chinese people how to taste wines, how to enjoy our wines.
Students here are learning about every aspect of the wine business. Many, like Shu, have plenty of work ahead.
They want to come back, go back home with the best practice in order to be able to produce the best wines they can. And probably in not in one century, not in 50 years, in a decade or two decades, Chinese, some of them will be alumni of our programs, but Chinese people will be able to produce very qualitative wines at a large scale.
China is not just producing wine, it's also a big wine importer. Rich Chinese are snapping up French vineyards, mostly in the southwestern Bordeaux region. But Chinese tourists are also heading to Burgundy to sip and buy bottles from another prestige region.
Chinese people, like all the new consumers, just learn in the guide. And then they come with the books and they tell me, I want this one, this one, this one.
What's important about a wine?
But things are changing quickly, partly fueled by rising Chinese incomes.
For the young generation, they are more open-minded to the French culture and French wine, so maybe they knew much more better than the old generation. But for the upper class or middle class people, a lot of people, they want to consume wines from different regions like Orientale. They're trying to discover new things, and it's kind of a symbol of wealthy and luxury for them.
The Chinese wine industry is developing rapidly. The quality of their wine is improving substantially, and they are learning what works well.
So it appears to be only a matter of time before China will be the next star of this New World Wines class. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Dijon, France.